right up until 1 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio.
I think we got it now. At 91.5 FM, it would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing that could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks." We would be really awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm
gonna go to the team. One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the
case. We're glad to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil here, back in Studio A. This is exciting because it's been my first full show in over 2 years, and frankly, I'm terrified. Anyway, Tis Task will be performing later. But right now, here is some Dirty Bombs. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Enjoy. Useless. We could be equals forever if we I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Not for the faint of heart, not for the frail or weak, not for the vulnerable feeling incomplete, not for the beautiful, not for the sake of art, not for the dignified with room inside their heart. For the kind, not for the humble ones, respecting others' time, not for the quick-witted, not for the cruel kids, we fools who think we think things through. Love is for suckers.
Smash in the grass when the wind blows. The splinters fly throughout the land and pierce the eye of every man. Land of the glass pine cones. The eye now sees what the tree knows. The splinters burn, but then we learn that when we spend, we have to bend. It's all a part of nature's plan. All a part of nature's plan. Land of the glass pine cones. Land of the glass pine cones.
Any 1.5 WMFO, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Land of the Glass Pine Cones from Human Sexual Response. Gene Dante and the Future Starlets gave you Love Is for Suckers. The Daylilies gave you Jenny. And I started that off with Dirty Bombs in Every City. Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil in all of my live glory. Stutters and all. Yes, Tis Task are actually sound checking in the other room. Let's see if we could get a little sneak peek, huh? No, maybe not. All right. So, anyhow, I have a brand new song for to play you guys. This is the brand new single from Walter Sicker and the Army of Broken Toys. This is Goth Beach. Check out the video. You'll enjoy it, just like this song. 91.5 WMFU.
I got my nail polish on. I got my black suit on. I got my parasol up. I'm gonna have some fun. Yeah.
to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
She's falling together again.
91.5 WMFO on the Tom Mikey D. That block, you had Walter Sicker and the Army of Broken Toys with Goth Beach. Miskatonic gave you Favor Records, Madame Bruja with Falling Together. And we have Old Town Crier with the title track from the brand new EP called You. And lo and behold, who do we have here?
Old Town Crier reporting
Old
for
Town
duty.
Crier, yes. How are you?
I'm good, Phil.
Do we call you Jim or just Old Town Crier?
No, Jim is fine. Oh, okay. Jim is fine, although I am Old Town Crier.
You are Old Town Crier.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, what brings you to WMFO?
Well, I wanted to talk about my new EP.
Yes.
It's actually a fundraiser for progressives running in the midterms in November. Right on. And I'm really excited about it. I had some big name help. Howie Klein was a former founder of 415 Records in San Francisco. Went on to be the president of Reprise Records, retired, became a full-time political activist. You know, I've released my debut EP a year ago, and I've just been promoting nonstop, just sending as many messages as I could. And Howie was one of the people that I messaged, and he said, hey, you want to write some songs for some candidates running for office? He wanted to use them as ads, but then they came out kind of just like real songs, so we got the idea to just do it as a fundraiser for the candidates.
Okay.
And that's what we're doing. And it's been a great success so far. It's not even a week. We've already raised over $1,000.
Excellent. Excellent.
And also, I'm donating all the proceeds to these candidates, not just a percentage, everything.
Excellent.
You know, I just, not that there's anything wrong with it, but with everything that's going on, I just couldn't, you know, as I mentioned before, I am an avid self-promoter. I'm hustling every day. And I just couldn't picture myself trying to hustle another album of love songs, you know, when people are dying in the streets every day. And so I wanted to do this. And I also encourage any other artists, especially Boston artists, if you're listening, if you got a new release coming out and you're interested in donating the proceeds to other progressives or the same progressives that I'm supporting with my EP, get a hold of me, message me on Facebook. I'll put you together with Howie and make it happen.
Okay. Nice. So yeah, you sent me this link and I was just, wow. All right. And it's all for charity, for lack of a better term. And
sure, yeah.
That's been kind of a thing that's been going, especially since the pandemic. A lot of artists around here have put together their talents to have raise money for, you know, COVID relief, for, you know, the Australian wildfires a couple years ago.
And
the ACLU and all kinds of stuff like that. So that this is, it's great for that to keep going with, you know, with the pandemic stuff, for lack of a better term, kind of winding down.
Yeah. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, with that one.
So do you have a show coming a big kind of fundraiser release show, or
nothing on the books? Actually, little known fact, that's just me on the record.
Yeah,
I don't have a backing band on the record. I do have a band, but they're kind of scattered all over the place. The drummer lives in New York right now, and they're pros, and they're just always booked. So they're kind of hard to book, those guys.
Okay.
I do have a band, but it's tough to get them all together. So I don't have any shows on the horizon, but I'm kind of just one of those guys that just makes recordings and puts them out.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. In this day and age, I feel like it's sometimes easier to get your name out there and promote yourself just by releasing records and doing direct messaging. Because, you know, with the pandemic and everything, people are still a little bit iffy about going out, and it's tough to get people out sometimes. And I don't think it's a bad model for people who are just looking to get their art out there.
Mm, okay. Well, all right. So let's. I can't even say old because it's not even a. It's barely a year old. I'm going to play the song "Easy." Sure. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, geez. I wrote that one a long time ago, about 10 years ago. It's sort of just another one of those toxic love songs. It's kind of about just like a loser who's daydreaming about getting revenge.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, everyone, listen for yourself. This is Easy, Old Town Crier, 91.5 WMFO. Old Town Crier, that is Easy from I'm Longing For You, Honey, in Middleborough, Massachusetts. All right, what is it about Middleborough, Massachusetts?
Oh, well, I grew up in Middleborough.
Okay.
And I still live in Middleborough. And I just love, I love my hometown. It's a beautiful place. You know, it has some issues.
What town doesn't?
What town doesn't? it got hit pretty hard in the opioid epidemic, and I lost a lot of people that I grew up with. And that's actually with the song "Radio On," which is the last song on the new EP. That's what that's about. It's about addiction and depression. Okay. But you know, growing up, I always wanted to get out of Middleborough, and I eventually did. I lived in Allston for 4 years, and then I moved to New York City, and I lived in New York City for another 4 years. But I always just missed the country and the lake and the woods. And
I was going to say Middleborough isn't that country, but...
No, it's pretty woodsy.
Is it just far enough away from everything?
Yeah, I guess you know, when I was a kid, it was pretty woodsy. There's a lot of construction gone on in the past 20 years, but, you know what I mean. But no, this
Mudtown hasn't
exactly. There's a lot of untouched area in Middleborough still, and yeah. But actually, the reason why I named my first EP that is because that's just a postcard that I found in an antique shop. You know, it didn't say Old Town Crier on it. It just had the, you know, that lady, and it said, "I'm longing for you, honey, in Middleborough, Mass." And, you know, inspiration struck, and I just said, "That's the cover of my album." And now I don't even have to think of a name.
Nice, nice. Yep. Excellent, excellent. So the new EP is you. Mm-hmm. So were these particular songs specifically designed with kind of a political mindset, or... you know, with the Howie Klein connection, did that kind of turn into something else?
Oh, yeah. It. So Howie pushed me to really dial in the lyrics to make them more political or have to do with, you know, issues that are affecting our society right now. I had never really done anything like that before. I just only write pretty much, you know, love songs or whatever.
Okay.
And so one of the people that I contacted in my endless self-promotion was Howie, and he said, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And I said, "I've never done it before, but I'll give it a try." And the first song that I gave him was "You," and he said, "I love the music, but he wanted me to do the lyrics again because they were a little bit too vague." So I sat down and I really dialed it in. What I'm trying to say in "You" is it's an indictment of politicians who do not vote with their conscience, do not vote in the interests of the people, and vote for their own self-interest to get reelected. But it's also kind of a message to us, to you, if you will.
Okay.
'Cause, you know, a lot of the times we make a lot of the same mistakes that our leaders make, and we don't even realize it. So it's not just an indictment of the politicians. It's almost like an indictment of all of us in our society, because we need to stand up and do something, because working people are being put down all over the country, and it's been going on for decades. And unless we unite and get together, like, it's just always going to be like that.
All right. So everyone, go to Old Town Crier on Bandcamp, oldtowncrier.bandcamp.com. You could get both EPs. And where can they find you on the socials?
I pretty much just do Facebook. I have an Instagram account, but I don't really use it. But just go to just search Old Town Crier on Facebook, and you'll see me. Or just look up my personal page, Jim Lau, on Facebook. I don't care. I do most of my promotion on my personal page, because you know how Facebook limits the band page reach, you know. So
we won't get into the algorithms.
Yeah. But yeah. You know, I wanted to thank you for having me come in today and talk about the album. You know, like you said, asked before, each song on the album does correspond to a topic that's important to me. You know, "You" is basically about political corruption. "Thin Blue Line" is about police brutality. "Dawnland," the third track, is about rural decay in America. Coal River Mountain is an environmentalist tune, and Radio On is about addiction and depression. I think those are five topics that are pretty important today.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to make this record.
All right. So if you can, just elaborate a little bit more on Radio On, because
sure.
that's what I'm going to fire up next.
Sure. Well, so, you know, I grew up in Middleboro, and I still live in Middleboro, and I have a lot of friends there. And, you know, as I mentioned before, Middleboro is a town that got hit really hard in the opioid epidemic, which, you know, still going on.
Mm.
And, you know, my cohort got hit really hard, and I can probably think of like 20 people that I knew or grew up with, you know, that are dead.
Oh, wow.
You know, and they're not coming back. And this song's about one of them. It was a girl that I dated for a while. And so the first part of the song is sort of about her. And then the last verse, I didn't have much more to say on that. So I kind of paraphrased something that one of my friends said at her brother's wake. Sort of paraphrasing her eulogy for her brother is the last verse in Radio On.
Okay.
And of course, Radio On itself, the title is an homage to Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers.
Yep.
That's what I would imagine them listening to on the radio.
Interesting. All right. So, yes, check out the new EP. It is called You. No letter, just Y-O-U, not the letter U. And oldtowncrier.bandcamp.com. And the EP is there. Is it kind of set your own price? And it, all the proceeds go to charity?
It's $5, but you can listen to it as many times as you want. You can stream it from Bandcamp. But if you want to download it, it's $5.
Oh, okay. All right, excellent. So this is Radio On. Thank you again, Jim, for coming in.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you. All right. Here's Radio On from you, Old Town Crier, 91.5 WMFU.
When I close my eyes, you're here. You're still alive. You're just riding along with the windows down and the radio on. Never saw you cry. Never heard you. Just why, when you left that night, you never.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.